Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 9, 1806. Horses returned. Captain Lewis and the party with the twisted hair proceed through a beautiful, open, rich country. Captain Lewis remarks that no doubt this countryside will be considered choice land and developed in the future. The Twisted Hare and Willard are sent out to recover the cache of saddles and powder. Captain Lewis writes,
"We sent out several hunters this morning with instructions to meet us at the lodge of the Twisted Hare. Collecting our horses detained us until 9 a.m., when we charged our pack horses and set out. Our route lay through a level, rich country similar to that of yesterday. At the distance of 6 miles, we arrived at the lodge of the Twisted Hare. This habitation was built in the usual form with sticks, mats, and dried hay and contained 2 furs and about 12 persons. Even at this small habitation, there was an appendage of the solitary lodge, the retreat of the tawny damsels when nature causes them to be driven into Coventry. Here we halted, as had been previously concerted, and one man with 2 horses accompanied the Twisted Hare to the canoe camp about 4 miles in quest of the saddles. The Twisted Hare sent 2 young men in search of our horses, agreeably to his promise. This country would form an extensive settlement. This climate appears quite as mild as that of similar latitude on the Atlantic coast, if not more so, and it cannot be otherwise than healthy. It possesses a fine, dry, pure air. The grass and many plants are now upwards of knee-high. I have no doubt but this tract of country, if cultivated, would produce in great abundance every article essentially necessary to the comfort and subsistence of civilized man. To its present inhabitants, nature seems to have dealt with a liberal hand, for she has distributed a great variety of esculent plants over the face of the country, which furnish them a plentiful store of provisions. These are acquired with little toil, and when prepared after the method of the natives, afford not only a nutritious but an agreeable food. Late in the evening, the Twisted Hare and Willard returned. They brought about 1/2 of our saddles and some powder and lead which had been buried at that place. My saddle was among the number of those which were lost. About the same time, the young men arrived with 21 of our horses. The greater part of our horses were in fine order. 5 of them appeared to have been so much injured by the Indians riding them last fall that they had not yet recovered and were in low order. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 9, 1806.
This evening the corps were joined by several Indians from the Broken Arms village, who remained all night. Both Lewis and Clark complained about the weather on the plains where they were camped. Apparently they experienced a typical spring storm. First wind, then rain, then hail, and finally snow. Tomorrow, snow 8 inches deep.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.